What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
This is the holiday season I've been planning on watching and reviewing and talking about a lot of Christmas movies. So, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is by far, I mean, I have a lot of go-tos this time of year. There's a lot of great Christmas movies. I definitely have realized that I am way more into Christmas movies than I am horror movies from Halloween, because I really tried to get into a bunch of horror movies and it didn't work. So Christmas Vacation, I was planning on watching it. I've owned it forever, you know, VHS growing up, then DVD when I bought DVDs and had my DVD addiction. That was definitely one of them that got into my collection probably very early on. And of course, iTunes, I have it, so I can watch it whenever I want. And it is a movie that, you know, you can kind of get away with watching it on a non-Christmas time. But it was playing in a theater, actually the movie theater that I worked at, which I'll talk about later on in the week. They had one showtime on my birthday. So it was meant to be, let's just say. It was at noon on December 15th, Rancho 16. So I planned, I'm taking that day off, which I was going to do anyway. And I'm going to go get high and watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. So I go, I have these King Palm joints. They're kind of like, they're made out of a palm leaf, so they burn slower. It doesn't matter. So I smoke most of that. They're giant, like they look like cigars. So I smoked one of those before I went, got there early, made sure I brought my bottle of water. Because it's my birthday and it's a Regal theater, I got a free small popcorn, so I'm already know I have my snacks. Stopped at the dollar store before, got some Sour Patch, so I smoked some weed. I'm nice and high, going up to go watch this movie, which I was a little concerned that it might be sold out. I don't know why. I just thought it would be more of an event for people. It was not. So I get there, and I'm walking up to the line, high as fuck. And this lady, right, there's all just old people there. I'm the youngest by far, and I'm 38, newly 38. And this lady's asking just to the people waiting in line to buy tickets, is anybody going to see Christmas Vacation? And she said it once, and I didn't say anything because I was like, I don't know what this crazy lady wants. She says it again. I said, yes. Hands me a ticket. She says, Merry Christmas. So I got a free ticket, which would have only cost me $5, but fuck it. Got a free one. Thanked her so much. Went inside. I was like thrown back because I was already high anyway. So I got this free ticket. I go inside and I want to get my popcorn, but it's like they're there. She wants to talk to me, which I'm not in a position to be having conversations. One, because I'm high. Two, because I just don't want to have conversations with just random people at a movie theater before I'm going. It's like, it's my birthday. I'm going to see a movie by myself, first off. Acknowledge there's a human adult male going to a movie theater by himself. Maybe there's a reason. Maybe he doesn't want to be around people today. Maybe there's a reason he's going to a dark room where people aren't known to socialize in by himself to watch this movie on a holiday. Maybe there's some weird shit. I don't know. She wants to talk, which is fine. I have my sunglasses on. I kind of feel like a dick, but I don't care. I don't care because I'm so high. I just want to go watch this movie. So I get my popcorn, had a little conversation. I feel like I'm kind of being a dick to her, but whatever. I make my way in there and I go sit down. And, you know, there's Uber fans come in, and I'm kind of worried that maybe they're going to be talking throughout this thing. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. I've never been to one of these revival screenings before, but I'd never seen the movie in a theater, so it's my first time seeing National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, which I was planning on watching and talking about anyway, in a theater. So I'm sitting down, and it's amazing. It's a great movie anyway. All of the scenes, it was so nice watching it on a big screen because watching a movie in a theater on a big screen, you watch it with a different it's a completely different perspective. You are way more immersed in the movie, because this is a movie that I've watched a million times on TV. you know, but on just whatever TVs, even when I had my projector, watched it on there. Probably I got a bit of it watching it on there, but no distractions. This is my first time sitting down watching the movie, and it's like all of the bits and all of the funny parts are like so front loaded in the first like half, first two thirds, you know, going to the mall, getting trapped in the attic, you know, watching the old movies, getting the feels. The slapstick moments, which are hilarious, which is, you know, apparently a staple in movies, also written by John Hughes. So clearly he's into the slapstick stuff and was killing it with the holiday movies in the late 80s, early 90s. But it's just all of it was so good. It's kind of weird how it does slow down, though, towards the end when it gets more emotional, all the family. But yeah, it's just one of those great movies, and everything holds up for the most part. Everything holds up except for, I would say, like the worst, by far the worst acting, worst part of this movie is the male neighbor, the one that's married to Elaine Bettis from fucking Seinfeld, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. She's hilarious in this as the neighbor, but the male, like her husband, is just the worst. He is the worst. But there, it's funny. It's all funny. The parents are funny. The grandparents are funny. They make fun of, you know, dementia, Alzheimer's, but they do it in a way where it's just like, you know, they wrap the cat up and they accidentally made Jell-O mold with cat food in it. It's just, and she sings, you know, I don't know why you would want her to do the grace at dinner. But, you know, it made for great comedy. It all made for great comedy. The only thing that I noticed that I have a problem with and it hurts me is that there's a scene where Chevy Chase goes outside to, they're throwing away the chair, and he had already seen his cousin emptying the RV septic tank into the storm drain, and he commented on don't light a match and all this stuff, and it's like he's... But then when he goes to take the trash out with him, it seems like he didn't know, like he was completely surprised that there's this crazy gas going on I don't know, it was a weird, like maybe he was shot at it. There's like, it's a weird thing where it's like, you should know about this. You're acting like you don't know about it. I don't know. It's like such a minor gripe. I just noticed it. It's like, it felt weird. It's like, you kind of know. If you haven't seen National Lampoon's, I mean, it's my favorite of the vacation movies. I watched all of them, but this is the only one that I know I've watched multiple times of. I've maybe watched the original vacation movie a couple times, but it's been forever. The Vegas one, I think I've only seen once. I've heard a lot of people say the Vegas one is like the second best or best, with this one being the second best. So maybe I'll go through and check out the Griswold universe of movies. I don't hate on that. As far as Lampoon movies too, like a brand that got fucked to death, this was still back in a time where it actually meant something to have the National Lampoon's brand on your film. But just so good, and it was so nice to watch it in a theater. It was just an amazing time. I enjoyed it for my birthday, for part of my birthday. The rest of the day I went, there were MMA fights, which I'm going to talk about later on in the week. But National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, one of my favorite movies growing up, and it was good when I was a kid, and now that I'm an adult, I enjoy it as well, and it's just insane that it's one of those movies that still holds up, which is nice. So that's it for my talking about that movie. New episodes of this show come out every day. Subscribe everywhere podcasts are found. Binge the show over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder. Inspireddisorder.com for all of my work and t-shirts. You can save 50% on everything that I sell over at my website, all of my artwork, with coupon code THANKS18. Good through the end of the year. @RayTaylor for me on social media. Have a great day, everybody. Peace out!